Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Glenn McQuillan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Nagealing. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Johnny Nagealing. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ned Harris. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dixie Parsons. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs takes first base on ball four. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lobbs moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball four. Lobbs moves to third. Judnick moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nagealing fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCoskey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon misplays the ball. That's an error on Lapon. McQuillan moves to second. Johnny Nagealing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagealing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. McQuillan moves to third. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is one for one in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball four. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift strikes out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Parsons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons hits a pop-up towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Neuhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neuhauser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Neuhauser moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nick Ealing fields it and throws to first for the out. Neuhauser moves to third. Bloodworth moves to second. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoskey is walked intentionally. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn strikes out. One out. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McQuillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 0-for-1 in the game. LePon hits a pop-up towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Nagiling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagiling is 0-for-1 in the game. Nagiling strikes out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0-for-1 in the game. Parsons strikes out. One out. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Newhouser strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Lobbs strikes out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer strikes out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCoskey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCoskey. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. McCoskey steals second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCoskey scores. Higgins moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 0-for-2 in the game. LePon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McQuillan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. McQuillan reaches second base with a double. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. York juggles the ball. That's an error on York. McQuillan scores. Farrell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Browns, 1, Tigers, 1. Johnny Nagealing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagealing is 0 for 2 in the game. Nagealing strikes out. 1 out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to third. 2 outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 3 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Farrell scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Lobbs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0 for 2 in the game. Parsons hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hal Neuhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neuhauser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Neuhauser strikes out. 2 outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. York fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Criscola now playing left field. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCoskey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 3 in the game. York hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Higgins hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Nagieling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagieling is 0 for 3 in the game. Nagieling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harris for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer pinch hits for Johnny Lapon. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe pinch hits for Dixie Parsons. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Johnny Gorsica pinch runs for Rip Radcliffe. Don Ross pinch hits for Hal Newhouser. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 2, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.